Dave, a draw today. How do you reflect on the result?
Disappointed at the moment because obviously the manner of it in terms of conceding in the third, fourth minute of injury time. But yeah, I suppose you've got to take the positives. You've got to move on. We know we need to get better. And us conceding the goals at the time, we are really kicking us in the teeth. And we've got to cut that out and not get into a sort of, I suppose, a mental hangover of feeling that.
Yeah. In terms of that, how do you deal with it? Is it a mental thing, a sort of anxious thing, or concentration, or what is it?
I think it's a mixture of everything. And ultimately, how does it solve itself? It solves itself by people being positive and ultimately making sure it doesn't happen. I think you've got to be extra sort of vigilant around what you're doing. This league is, like I say, notorious for lots and lots of goals being scored from restarts, whether it be long throw-ins, free kicks, corners. So you've got to be extra switched on when you're in there. And like I said, the last goal, we've 10 players back, and players shouldn't be getting free headers in on the edge of our 6-yard box. That shouldn't be happening. Like I say, if someone's scoring a goal and you think we can potentially do that or do better with that, or the smashing a goal in or scoring a really good goal, sometimes there's not a lot you can do. But that's totally avoidable, like I say, and like I say, we'll have a look back at it and we'll go through it, and I suppose that's the questions on Monday around where people's thoughts are, because you have to, I suppose, as a defender or even as a forward, go back in as a defender, be pessimistic and expect the balls coming in. We didn't do that, and like I said, we paid the ultimate price.
In terms of positives, you've taken the lead in 4 of the 5 games you've played. It's just about trying to hang on to those leads.
Yeah, I don't think hang on's the right word. I think, again, straight away you sort of say hang on. I suppose a lot of people are maybe in players out there. That's half the battle, really. You get into a mindset of thinking, yeah, we'll just hang on. You've got to remain positive. Because if you deal with things at source, a lot of times things won't end up back at your end of the pitch and back in your box. So yeah, we definitely need to get a win. I think a win would be massive. And like I say, at the minute, you can look at statistics however you want. We've not won a game in our first 5, but in essence, we've only lost one. But at the minute, because of the manner of the way things have gone, it feels like we've lost more than that. So we've got to, like I say, we've got to lick our wounds and come back in positive on Monday. We've got a really exciting weekend, a big weekend, not just for, like I say, players and whatever. It's not a big weekend for the football club, going to a football league ground last year, and then obviously playing our first TV game. Our bank holiday Monday here against Barrow, so it's, like I say, lots to look forward to, and it's obviously our job to pick them up a little bit on Monday. Like I say, football's horrible when you lose, but horrible, like I say, even more so when you don't get 3 points when we've worked so hard to try and get there. So like I say, that's disappointing, but we move on.
As you mentioned there, you've got a busy bank holiday weekend coming up. You've got a full week to now look ahead to that. You won't have your captain, Josh Langley. He's out for the season with a knee injury. Be a busy week next week?
Yeah, busy week. Plenty to work on. Like I say, we've things moving forward in terms of players. Hopefully we get a couple at least across the line. We've been working, listen, since the start of the season, really. So this has been an ongoing process, regardless of, like I say, losing Josh to through an injury, which obviously is a big blow. We've been trying to get players in. That'll continue. We've got 16 man squad, which is nowhere near big enough. So we need, like I say, 3, maybe 4 bodies in. But it is about getting the right bodies at the moment. The way the loan window certainly is, clubs are keeping players in. Certainly more towards the end of August, the Football League loan window closes, so we then may become a possibility. But we're working tirelessly to make sure we can get bodies in, bodies that will help us, and bodies that will allow us to have more options, if you like, in areas of the pitch where at the minute we're struggling.